OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Right, exactly. What's going on in the world of movies?
Well, I saw this weekend Oz. It's a movie TK and I have been talking about for the past probably a month or two with James Franco, and it's basically a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. And it basically tells you the story of how The Wizard of Oz came to Oz and set him up for becoming The Wizard of Oz. So you get a lot of the, well, you get a little bit of the nostalgic value of the original. The original did come out in 1939, so I didn't remember too much from it, but you know the key characters, you know the Land of Oz, the Yellow Brick Road. So Yellow Brick Road is back, you know, you get the witches. I thought it was pretty good. You know, it's a very colorful world, so it reminded me of Alice in Wonderland, the recent one, where you're going to have a lot of colors. They did it also in 3D, so you're going to have a little bit of those scenes where things jump out at you. But acting was fine. James Franco did an okay job. Mila Kunis, she was fine. She you know, she didn't have too much range, so it wasn't too big of a deal. Michelle Williams and Rachel Weisz, who play the other two witches, did great jobs. And it's a good film overall for pretty much all ages. You know, it's got the kid elements, it's got its kids parts, and then it's got some adult humor and kind of the adult scenes. James Franco himself is definitely a character in the movie, so I definitely recommend it. What about you, TK?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it as well, and I do like the fact that it was reminiscent of the original Wizard of Oz, in the sense that it had the same formula where it started out in black and white, and then as he, you know, got into Oz, you know, that's when the color came into the movie. So it was a nice throwback, you know, to see them do it in that style. I thought that toward the end that they may give a little bit more, like maybe they were going to tease, like leading into maybe a remake of The Wizard of Oz, but they didn't do any of that, which in the end I was happy that they didn't, because if you agree with me or not, this movie, although it was made for family entertainment, it had a darker spin on it than the original Wizard of Oz. The original Wizard of Oz was kind of like cheery and light. This one was, it had its moments of being cheery and light, but it had a darker overtone to it.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. And I talked to someone actually recently, and musical or a theater thing called Wicked. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it, but apparently that story takes place after this Oz movie, but before The Wizard of Oz. So I guess if you want more of the canon and more of the story, you can check out that performance.
Oh, so Wicked is basically the story of the witches after
the Oz, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, it's all
like
right. The middle story, so that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen it, but now it kind of makes me interested in finding out.
Very interesting.
Chicken, what did you get to see? I know you saw Oz. Did you see anything else?
No, I didn't see anything else. That was it.
Okay. Anything coming out that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Temptation at the end of the month with Journey Smollett and Lance Gross and who else is in that? I can't think of the other actor's name. But it's supposed to be a high drama. You know, like I spoke last week, I love Journey Smollett. I think that she's an awesome actress. And, you know, any performance that she's in, she tends to give 110%, so I'm looking forward to that. There are some good previews out there. Oblivion, which is a good preview from Tom Cruise, which is the one where they take over the White House. Adam, help me out. The new preview for Gerard Butler's in it, Morgan Freeman. And
Morgan Freeman plays the president. I can't remember the name of it, but that one does look pretty exciting. I also saw the trailer for the Will Smith movie with his son. What did you think of that
one? Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that looks awesome.
I think his son's going to do better than him in that. But maybe that's just the first one.
I think that movie is more of a vehicle for his son than himself. I think he's in it for, you know, the push, but I think that is a more of a creative vehicle for his son. That's going to be awesome as well.
So this will be a good chance. You know, we've seen, of course, his son in certain movies that he's done before. So, and of course, I can't remember the one where he's the poor broker that, you know, worked his way up. But,
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that. Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah, his son was in that with him. You know, and of course, it's a, as a child, it's hard to tell. So this will be, I think, his son's first big one with him as kind of, I guess, a preteen or teen. So I don't think he'll have any problem, but it does look like a kind of a fun story also. And it's another post-apocalyptic Earth story. So apparently that's the theme of the summer.
Thank you. I love our listeners. Tony Andros just posted up Olympus Has Fallen. That's the name of the movie.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So those look kind of exciting. You know, summer will be good. So.
Good summer, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, as always, Adam, we appreciate you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right.
See you, Adam.
My man, A-Ron, what's going on with you?
Mr. Knight, how's it going, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. Yo, I got some stuff to tell you, man, in the world of sports.
Tell us.
It is.
Tell us.
All right, Michael Jordan.
Lord.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Michael. So what?
I said you can't catch a break. Go ahead.
just take a wild guess what he did about 4 days ago.
What did he do?
He applied for a marriage license.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mike is getting married again. So I guess that's a good thing.
Look, you know, I saw that I was in the barbershop on Friday. And, barbershop talk. They said, they said if she leaves him, she probably won't leave him, but what a dollar.
The prenup of life, right? He has the ultimate prenup.
Well, he became let me ask you about that, because my barber, you know, he's very opinionated, and he was saying that he doesn't think that Juanita deserved to get as much money as she got from Michael's divorce settlement, because she didn't play one game and she didn't. You know, he said she probably didn't do any cleaning because they're so rich, they had maids and stuff. So really, why does she deserve all that money? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that has a price tag, like cleaning and stuff has a price tag. I didn't know that. I think that she got what she deserved. First of all, she was his wife. Second of all, she's the mother of his children. That right there, to me, is, you know, it's worth a lot of money. And also, she probably dealt with a lot of drama, BS, extramarital things. You know, I'm not going to say affairs, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, I just think that she dealt with a lot and she got her fair share, I believe. So I think that is fine. Yeah, absolutely. And Mike didn't have her sign a prenup. So it is what it is. So yeah, but this actually, you know, Stephen, I actually wish that Mike wouldn't get married. Again, I don't know Michael Jordan at all, but I just feel like, yo, he's already been married for like 18 years. He has children. He's done it all. Just be a bachelor, man. Just enjoy life. Be the bachelor. Do what you want to do. Enjoy it and have fun. All this getting married again and like all the paperwork and all this and that. I just that's just me. That's just my point.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah. Bernard Hopkins. Does the name ring a bell at all?
I was going to ask you about that, brother.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you your thoughts. I mean, what do you think about that? Because he made a statement that he's going to continue to go until he's 50.
I think that is great. I mean, he looked good Saturday night. Was it Saturday night? Saturday night? Anyway, he looked good. He looked really, really good. And, hey, if you still got it at 50 years old, hey, do it. I mean, fight. Fight. So, yeah, more power to him. Absolutely. Stephen, just in case you don't know, Stephen, Mr. Hopkins won the IBF light heavyweight boxing championship over the weekend. 48 years old. Yeah, he's the oldest man to ever win it, and he beat a 31-year-old. So
wow.
Yeah. So.
Let me ask you, speaking of winning, you know, Tiger Woods reunited, well, he was seen with his ex-wife, and apparently he won the world title.
I was going to mention that too, yes, he did. Tiger looked good. Tiger played well, yeah. And maybe his wife is a good luck charm. Who would have thought, because ever since they broke up, he's been playing really, really bad. I mean, he's been horrible. But now that she's back in his life, he's playing good. He's playing great. So maybe he needs to, maybe reconcile, get back together, possibly remarry, and,
Yeah.
Hey. I see nothing wrong with that at all. I think that it's a good thing. She also wanted to talk about Brittany Griner. Does that name sound familiar?
No.
She is the 6'8" center for Baylor women's basketball team. They are the number one ranked women's team in the country. Anyway, she scored 50 points in their last game versus Kansas State, 50 points, and she dunked. So, she's like the best female player in the country, hands down. All-American, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, just wanted to mention that, 50 points for a man is a great feat, but also absolutely, for a female is just as great also. So, big ups to Brittany for that. And I wanted to mention Chris Culliver. Does that name sound familiar?
Of course.
So you must have heard of Chris. Okay. You don't know who he is, do you?
What'd he do?
All right. The recent Super Bowl, Chris Culliver, cornerback, 49ers, put his foot in his mouth, said some derogatory comments about gays playing in the NFL.
I heard about that.
Okay. Well, he recently volunteered his time to the Trevor Project, which it provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth. So he apologized for his statements, and he's putting his time and his energy where his mouth is. So I have to give him props for that. He didn't have to do that. So he's actually learning, getting himself educated, and he's giving back. So Chris, Mr. Culliver, thank you. Appreciate that. That's what a true man does. So I have to give him props for that. Big ups to that. Thank you, Mr. Culliver.
You made a mistake in correcting it, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, good thing. And that's all. Also wanted to mention the Miami Heat. They are just on a roll. I mean, that just goes without saying. These men are just, 18 in a row, 18-game winning streak, probably about to be 19. It's awesome. Congratulations, Miami Heat. Get it done.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ron,
yes, sir.
As always, appreciate you. I know you hopefully be coming to Atlanta for your spring break, but.
Yes, sir. I'll be down there.
definitely can't wait. We're going to do it big. Me, you, Miss Parker, and if we can get Miss Ferguson out the house.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe
but,
not. I don't know.
Miss Parker, maybe she can come into town. Adam, I mean, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Adam's here, too, yeah.
Adam's here, yeah. Adam's here. So we all got to meet up, definitely.
But I would like to meet everybody.
What did you say, Miss Parker?
This is Janera. I'm sorry. My bad.
But yeah, it'll be fun. So anyway,
absolutely.
I'm out.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
See you, Aaron.
All right, Chica.
Miss Ferguson.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm recovering from my birthday week, so I'm all right.
Oh yeah, how was your birthday?
I really can't complain. I ate a lot of food that I shouldn't have. Hung out like I shouldn't have, and now I'm paying for it.
Well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday again.
Thank you.
So what'd you find for us?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of stuff for you guys tonight. I mean, I know I usually come with, like, a slew of stuff, but tonight everything was pretty scarce. So, but I'll go ahead and share with you what I did find. It's just that I was a little disappointed, but I think that, people are gearing up for something really, really big. So as soon as I find out, you guys will be the first to know. But here's what I did find. Nine West is having a friends and family event. And this is, of course, and unfortunately, guys, everything that I have is for the ladies tonight. So I'm sorry about that, too. I try to bring something for everyone, but like I said, everything's pretty scarce. Nine West having a friends and family event, so if you shop now, you can get 30% off of everything. And that includes sale and clearance items as well. And that's an extra 30% off of sale and clearance items, of course. Today is the last day to shop. Last call by Neiman Marcus, their end of the season sale, and save up to 60% off of your purchase. And I know I talk about designer stuff a lot, simply because I like to find it for cheap. And I like to find everything for as little as possible. And last call by Neiman Marcus is really good about that. They always have, like, really, really deeply discounted items. So I try to tell you guys about that as much as I can. ASOS.com, now this is a website for guys and females. They're having a 50 of 50 sale. So if you shop now, you can get 50% off of 50 of their selected items. And you have to go to the website to see that it's basically everything. ASOS sells everything from accessories to shoes to clothes. Even a little headband you can get on ASOS. So you guys might want to go out there and check it out. And again, they're calling it their 50 of 50 sale. Express. Now, this is a guys and girls shop, but this is only for the ladies tonight.
We get a cancer break.
I know, you guys. I'm going to talk to you better next week. I promise. Don't worry. If you shop Express, you can get 40% off of their dresses, plus you can get 30% off of their sandals, of all of their sandals. So that's a pretty good deal that they're having. Now, keep in mind that this is only for regular price items, but you can go get yourself a whole outfit for just a little bit of money if you go shop that sale.
Right.
And last but not least, this is for everyone because 6pm.com, I've talked about them before, but I don't talk about them often simply because they don't really discount a lot of their stuff that often simply because they are a discounted website. Basically, 6pm.com is sort of like an online outlet store for Zappos.com. And if you don't know what Zappos.com is, we really need to talk. But Zappos.com is like a It started out as a shoe store, and then they went to accessories, and then they went on to apparel. So, and this is for everybody. Everybody can shop on Zappos. But 6pm is sort of like the outlet store for Zappos. And they just basically discounted again a lot of their items. So you can go on Zappos because they're having a spring cleaning sale. You can go on Zappos, and I'm sorry, not Zappos, 6pm.com, and check out what they have. They have tons of stuff. I mean, tons of stuff to choose from. That's for guys and ladies. So there you go, Steven. And she gave.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank you, Janera.
All right.
And all that's on BudgetShopaholic.com, correct?
It is, yes.
All right. Appreciate you as always. Have a great week, okay?
Okay, do the same.
All right. Chica, let's go to the entertainment news real quick.
All righty.
Terrence Howard. Now, he's been known for dating Caucasian women, which is his prerogative. He says that black people need to quit hating on his choice not to marry black women. And he says that, you know, that mindset is just crazy. What are your thoughts?
To each his own. I mean, I can't comment. To each his own. You can love
okay, actually,
and
what do you think? Because, you know, I believe people should be with who they want to be with. But what do you see something where, you know there are certain people who they only date outside their race. They won't date, like, if I'm black, I won't date a black woman. You know, if I'm white, I won't date a white woman. Do you think there's something there to that, or is it just that's just a preference?
Well, I think that there is something there. I'm going to take, for example, Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro only dates, you know, chocolate women. And
right.
He put out a movie about his childhood called A Bronx Tale. The story was about him. Pretty much the very first woman that he fell in love with, it was a black female. So from his early love experience, I guess he just stuck with what he knew. And, you know, that's his story, I guess, and he's sticking to it. I do believe for everyone that it's going to be different. But, you know, if you have a type, then you have a type. If you have a preference, you have a preference. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
I do believe that there's something behind it. There is always something behind it. But, you know, I can't judge anyone, nor should anyone else judge anyone, because they have a particular type or preference. It is what
yeah.
it is.
Well, you know, Mayor Bloomberg in New York, he was trying to ban supersized sodas at fast food restaurants. And it was actually going to happen recently. You know, they've been having this big discussion and debate on should he be able to do that or not. They've been having this discussion for a minute now, and it was actually supposed to go down recently, and a judge banned that. What are your thoughts on, one, him wanting to do it, and two, the judge ruling against it?
Well, they've been trying to do something with sugary drinks, quote unquote, for a while now. Whether it be they severely tax them or they ban them, you can't really control what people do to their bodies. I mean, you could encourage good health. You can encourage them to, you know, want to be more proactive about what they put into their bodies. But if someone wants a big gulp, let them have a big gulp. That's their business.
Well, my thought is that
banning it, I don't think you should ban it, but maybe increase the price. I don't know. Make more money off of it. I don't know. I think it's stupid.
I think that if you want that much whatever, soda, whatever, you get a small cup, you keep going back up there.
Right.
I feel all right. We'll move on. The first gay man that was allowed to be married, gay man, was found dead in London with his hash bit bashed in inside his $4.4 million home. Apparently, his late partner passed away back in 2005. One of his maids came and found him, you know, laid out with a pool of blood in the kitchen, and no one knows what happened to him. So some
Did
people think it's kind of
foul play.
Well, you bashing your head, yeah.
Yeah.
But the maid says that she's worked for him 24 years. She has no clue what happened to him. There were people in the home apparently making, you know, working on the second kitchen or another part of the kitchen. They were renovating that out. So that's kind of sad. So rest in peace to him and his family. Let's see. T.O., you know, he's had a rough few years. You know, he's no longer in the NFL, but he recently signed with a modeling agency. So I guess, you know, he's saying whatever works, you know what I mean? So I hope he's able to come back or,
It seems like he's slowly sliding down that pole. I mean, he was a star athlete. Then he migrated to trying acting, and then it was to reality shows.
Yeah,
now
it's
modeling. What's next?
Something won't work. Now, this is funny. A woman sues the Catholic Church for not allowing a $9,600 NASCAR/NFL-themed couch-shaped tombstone on her husband's plot.
Really?
Exactly.
Seriously?
So, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that. Moving on. Chris Brown, you know, he's been getting a lot of negative stuff going his way. Hopefully, you know, he's able to break away from all that. But anyway, he's blasted for smoking on stage in Ghana after being paid $1 million to perform. Does he need better people?
I don't know. I mean, but I don't know. Other celebrities do that. Are we just putting a microscope on him because he's Chris Brown?
I think that's what it is with him. They want him to walk a very fine line because of his past. And I think it's difficult because he's so young. Same thing with Justin Bieber. Now he's starting to have these little issues happen with him. They're so young, having to grow up in the public, and that scrutiny, I can only imagine what it does to you. You know what I mean? It's already hard enough developing into who you are, becoming the person you are, without having a world of people judging you and ridiculing you and, you know, whatever. So definitely I hope that he pulls it together, he's good, and, you know, whatever. And our last thing I want to discuss, shout out to Tina Turner. I don't know if you saw, she lands her very first Vogue cover. At 73 years old, she looks great on the cover. Have you seen it?
Tina looks good.
Looks great. So shout out to Tina Turner. Keep killing them, Proud Mary.
They did a nice spread on her. If you had a chance to see it online, where they went back to her beginning years and brought it all the way up to current. That was a really nice spread.
Oh wow! Well, I'm gonna have to check that out definitely. But shout out to Tina Turner. But let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Philly. We'll right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Philly was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which why he goes by Philly, but reared in Norfolk, Virginia. Little did he know he would be living and growing up to be in the hotbed of urban music, for urban music in Virginia and the United States. Tidewater has become home for such music industry greats such as Teddy Riley, Missy Elliott, and Timberland. So he later developed his appreciation and inspiration for R&B culture from such artists as Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, Aaliyah, Mary J. Blige, and Michael Jackson. He learned at an early age to express his feelings through music. He has a style of his own, but can be described as diversified. Some songs are laid back, while others are raw, with rough beats and lyrics to back him up. He recently released The Coming, Introducing Philly, which is available digitally worldwide. Please help me welcome Philly. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. Still recovering from my surgery, but I'm good.
Okay,
how are you,
I know you had surgery.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Cancer-free. I found a lump in my left upper chest. So guys always check it out, make sure help first. So
amen.
Just happy to be
amen.
Cancer free and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, and definitely a speedy recovery to you. I know people want to see you perform these songs that we're going to be listening to later on in the show.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about your music. Tell me, how did you get started doing music? I know, obviously, you fell in love at an early age, but when did you decide to, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, like growing up, I grew up in the church. My grandfather was a preacher, so I used to watch my aunts and uncles in the choir stand all the time, singing and performing for the congregation. Mm-hmm. And like that whole, that energy that comes across, it's like no other, in my opinion.
Right.
So as I grew up, I started writing. I'm a bit shy, so like I'm not good at verbalizing my feelings, so I would just write them down. Like I started writing poetry and different things. And then one day my aunt sent me down when I was like 11 and taught me how to format a song, like what a chorus is like, what a bridge is, what a bar is, all of that. So I kind of started writing at 11 and it kind of worked and worked and built over the years and it kind of came together for me.
I hear that. So did moving to Atlanta, did that like enhance, you know, the work you were doing and the music you were recording?
Definitely, it did. Like, I was working in VA on my music. I was performing kind of like a local celebrity. Like, people knew my name. They played my songs on the radio there. But I had kind of hit, like, a glass ceiling where I couldn't grow anymore. So coming to Atlanta, it's so many different artists and different sounds and different things going on here that you kind of, it's like a culture shock almost when
right.
I come from
yeah.
a smaller city, you know. So I think being around all of that art and everything that's here, it kind of helped me grow as an artist.
I definitely feel, you know, I'm from Virginia as well, and I'm from Richmond, but I agree, you know, you do hit that kind of that glass ceiling there, and then you come here and it's like, wow, there's so much more to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So much more to do.
It's like going from a fish tank to an ocean. It's like...
Exactly. Great way to put that. Well, we've heard all the rumors about the music industry and the stories of how cutthroat it can be. What are some of the things that you've experienced just in, you know, in your career path in the music industry?
Different things, you know, I say each person's path is different, and
mm-hmm.
like, I've experienced good things, I've experienced bad things. It's just like, I've definitely, hooking up, like, with Rodrice, the producer I work with for this album, like,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of like my, you know, he's kind of like my Timbaland to an Aaliyah type of thing, where it's you know, musical soulmates type of thing, and that was just a blessing. Also along the way, you know, you lose friends too, like in the game, you know, when you work with other people. I mean, you know, like when you have friends before and you both have the same ambitions, and then certain things start happening for you that might not happen for them, or
right.
vice versa, or whatever, and like people catch feelings and you lose
mm-hmm.
friends. So I just say to anybody, if you're coming up with people, just stay down with your people and just stay focused, because it's like you both have the same goal. You can work together to get there.
And I also think that because, you know, I actually had a moment where one of my homeboys, you know, we're both from Richmond and he sings. And, you know, over the years I would see different progress that he was making that I felt like, wow, I wish I had that going on. And I had to catch myself and say, you know, I got to be happy for him. Because if I'm sitting there worried about what he's doing, I'm not even focused on what I should be doing. You know what I mean? And once I change that way of thinking, those kind of things start happening for me. And because you never know, like, I know perception, people think you're doing all these things,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know the struggle. They don't know the hard work
right.
that it takes
and
to do
the sacrifice.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like a song I was listening to actually yesterday, I was like, I threw some stuff on the grill as I'm, you know, just been in the house recovering for a long time. So I just need some fresh air. Like yesterday was beautiful. And like,
yeah.
I was listening to God and Me, and like that song, the lyrics are so ill because
yeah.
it's like, you don't
yeah.
know how much I paid. You don't know how much I prayed. It's like, you don't know
the real struggle behind everything that's going on. It's like, oh, well, I'm more talented than him, or I'm more this than him, or I'm more that. But, like, you don't know. You see the glory, but you don't know my story type of thing, where you don't know all the mountains that I had to climb. It's not been simple or easy. You know, so.
Absolutely. I mean. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about The Coming.
Yes, sir.
Finally out. I know you're excited. Tell us about the recording process. I know it was a labor of love for you. Tell us about it. What did it take to make this record?
The Coming, Introducing Philly, the title itself is just, it talks about the process. It's like me coming into my own as an artist. Like, I released a project back in, like, 07 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more neo-soul, and I don't have anything against neo-soul, but that's just not particularly me. And, like, I was doing things that other people thought would be better for me to do instead of doing what was best for me, because it's whatever's coming out of me is coming from the heart. So it's like, if I'm representing me, I need to represent who I am fully. And it's like so many different facets of me. And that's what you get on The Coming. It's like, when you listen to it, you might get, like, a straight R&B track. You might get a pop R&B track. You might get a dance hall. You might get a ballad. Or you might get, like, a straight dance, like, type of track. It's just me in totality.
Love everything.
Like, The Coming.
Right, yeah. I hear that. Definitely. What are your favorite songs? I know it's like picking your favorite child, or do you have favorite songs?
Yeah, it's hard to say that, but... one of my favorites is Stay Strong. It's like, it's not really like a radio record type of thing, but like when I wrote that song, a good friend of mine had passed away, and it's just like we were just talking about, you don't know somebody else's struggle because you see the smile on the outside, but like on the inside they could be deteriorating. So it's just like it's a record to say, like, we all have problems. So just stay strong and hold on through yours. And, you know, tomorrow you can choose to make tomorrow a better day, opposed to waiting for, like, that hero. Because sometimes when you pray for an answer, you are your own answer. You just have to step into it.
And we'll be playing that song later on in the show. I can't wait to hear it. What other Stay Strong? What do you look forward to performing live on stage? What song do you look forward to performing?
Ain't Love. I would have to say Ain't Love is one.
That one.
It has like you said earlier, like, Aaliyah has been like one of my big inspirations in my music, and I think on that track you can kind of hear it. Like, you can hear the whole that era of music.
Wow.
And that's, I really admire that. And I admire, like, the Timbaland, Genuine, like, their whole sound. They were so innovative in R&B. And I mean, it's like, you know, I haven't really seen a movement like that since they had that movement. Like, now it's kind of like, you know, you don't really have the producers, like, I mean, you have the Roadrunners or whoever, but they're usually more behind the scenes. But, like, then it was kind of like a camp type of thing where it's like family, and I dig that.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people that aren't into music don't really understand the relationship between an artist and their producer. Can you please talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that is a very important relationship, because it's like your producer, it's just like a marriage. Like, when you write, or even if you don't write and you're just singing songs, that producer has to know you as a person to give you a song that you can deliver. And I mean, when a producer knows a person that they're working with, and like, it's magic when they come together.
Oh, my gosh,
It's like magic. I mean, you can hear songs and people will be like, you know, such and such is so talented. Why don't they get any spins, or why don't they get this, or why don't their songs come out like this? It's just sometimes it's the people you work with. Like, they might be a hot producer, but they're not producing for you. They're just producing a hit. You need somebody that's going to produce a hit for you And I think that is, like, when you find success, because it's like magic. You make timeless music when you work with people who really
know
your voice, know your sound, know what's going to bring the best out in you.
Yeah.
And I think that's
I agree 100%. You know, I actually, Redford's actually, and worked with him recently on some songs. And, you know, like you said, you have to have that chemistry because, even with working with Phoenix, my other producer, having that relationship, I mean, you have fun making the music.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's more than just the music. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but you hit that the nail on the head. Let me ask you real quick before we let you
go.
I know you have a clothing line, Manish, coming up in summer. What can we expect from Manish?
Manish is very edgy. My homie for years now, Kosh, Kenson, and myself, we got together and this is a lifestyle for us. Like, we got it branded, we got it tatted on both of us, and it's just it's like being that dude that people want to love, people want to be, people love to be around. That's what being Manish is. It's a lifestyle. It's just like. It's just the essence, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you know.
I heard that. I can't wait to check it out. I know there's a sample that people can view on Instagram. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. They can go to my Instagram or they can follow Manish Clothing on Instagram. We got some stuff up. We got some hot stuff coming out for the summer, so definitely go ahead and follow Instagram so you can figure out how to get them. ManishClothing.com. So, I mean... We trying to do some things in 2013.
So you're doing big things, man. Congratulations on the new album, the clothing
line,
and definitely, you know, speedy recovery to you. Thank God, no cancer. Want to thank you for taking time to be on the show tonight. And for more information on Philly, please visit him at phillyworld.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Kevin Clark is an entrepreneur, filmmaker, journalist, inspirational teen life, social coach, and most recently he added author to his resume with the release of his book entitled, If All Men Are Dogs, Then Women, You Hold the Leash. If All Men Are Dogs is an inspiring work designed to empower women by encouraging them to take control of their relationships. Kevin has dedicated his life to his passion. In his words, it is my desire to help women recognize the power that they have and the ability of that power to not only impact their lives, but also the lives of those around them, men notwithstanding. He is also committed to being a mentor, coach to teens, and young adults. Please help me welcome Kevin Carr. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Life is good. I'm busy, but I'm good.
Yeah. It sounds like it. It sounds like you have a lot of action. I think you're doing. But definitely, I'm doing my research on you, and I mean, let's first talk about the relationships and dating, because you talk a lot about that. Why is that a passion of yours? Why is that topic, you know, to you so important?
It was something that I never necessarily had plans on doing. It's just something that kind of
I kind of just walked into it. I guess that's the best way to do things. And it kind of started of just me being involved in youth ministry and being a youth leader and me kind of being a kind of a counselor to even young women as they dealt in relationships. And and a lot of it came from personal experience, from the fact that for a long period of time, man, I was just single and mingling and having a good time and really not interested in any type of commitment. And through that time, even in that, I really got to the point where I felt like, man, I ain't really getting away with murder.
Right.
And I've always felt like for the moment we meet a man to a woman, we can only go as far as you let us. It doesn't excuse me as a man who I'm supposed to be, honest, honorable, and faithful and all those things, but undoubtedly you're going to come across people that's not any of that. And so I've always felt like in many cases women had more power than they exhibited in their relationships.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I had a friend that used to always say that women really kind of do control men. Like, you know, if men, you know, if women are attracted to men who sag their pants, men are sagging their pants. If they're attracted to people who dress in suits, then men are dressing in suits. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then even something I like to do when I do events is from the very moment we meet, you know, okay, fine, as a man, I see you from across the room or across the street and I approach you. But once I approach you and say, hello, my name is Kevin, now the interaction is up to you because we don't exchange phone numbers unless you're interested, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Then we talk. If that conversation it didn't pique your interest, then we don't go on the first date, or you determine if we have to go on the date at all. So it really begins and ends with women. Now, we still are to be responsible, but I think it's really important for women to recognize that. I mean, you know, in layman's terms, they run things.
Exactly. What do you think some of the mistakes that women make in relationships that can be avoided? Because some things, you know, you have to deal with as a couple. What are some of the top mistakes you think they make?
Well, I think the top thing is really ignoring the red flags that are in the beginning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and the reason I've been so busy is because I have the e-book called Date Responsibly that releases tomorrow. And what made me write that was the fact that I will constantly have conversations. And, you know, women have been with a guy for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, only to find out that person wasn't who they thought they were supposed to be or needed to be.
Right.
But in the midst of that conversation, it also came out that there were things in the very beginning that had they not been overlooked, we could have avoided that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so do you feel that they think they'll get better or they can change or you know, why do you think that, because, you know, I've heard a lot of women out here in Atlanta say that a lot of women here are desperate, meaning they'll date guys who they just know, you know, are not really, they're below what their standards should be for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that women feel like it's just so hard to find a good man that they're willing to, you know, bend on their standards?
I think that's the case at times. Excuse me. I think sometimes people in general, but because we're talking about relationships, women can get to the point where they aren't receiving necessarily what they want, and so they become to believe that what they want isn't available.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not one to say it's easy or easy thing to really hold out to your standards, but it really comes down to how important is what you want. What's your ideal relationship? What do you want it to look like? What type of man that you want? And is that ideal man or relationship or just way of living, is that important enough for you to adhere your standards until you receive it?
Yeah, I agree. What advice would you give a woman who's in a relationship who knows it's not going to work but doesn't really know how to get out of it?
I think really the first thing you have to do is just be completely honest with yourself, because if we can't be honest with ourselves, then, you know, we'll never get ahead. And it's really recognizing not looking at the relationship for what it is and not what you want it to be.
Exactly. I like that.
A lot of times we would be in situations, and then but we're looking at it like, well, this is what we wanted to be. No. What's really going on, right? And once we deal with that reality, then it's making a decision to, okay, well, this is what it is, but this is contrary to what I want. You have to make the necessary adjustments to, you know, to get what you want. It's not an easy thing, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. I love the title of your book, If All Men Are Dogs, Then Women, You Hold the Leash. I love that title because what it does is it puts responsibility on the women as well, as well as the men. So tell us about the book. What inspires this topic, and what are some of the things that you discuss in the book?
That book, it basically, how it came about, just real quick, I had one of my cousins was 9 months pregnant, and I took her to the hospital to get her labor induced. And on the way to the hospital, we're talking, and I'm asking, well, where's the baby's father? She hadn't heard from him in 2 weeks. She already had one kid by him. He basically was a deadbeat. And so I went to work that day, and I was talking to a coworker of mine who's a female, and I said, listen, I know that it's not easy to break attachments when you love somebody. You can try your best to vet people, but at the end of the day, people are going to do what they're going to do. But
absolutely.
When you allow somebody to mistreat you on a continual basis, then some of the responsibility is on you.
So
that's the basic concept of that book, is basically, listen, I can only go as far as you let me. Some of the things that we do talk about is just the importance of setting standards in the very beginning. Also, the importance of really just if you don't love you, then I can never love you.
Exactly.
And so it really recognizing that as a man, I cannot be the source. I'm not equipped to be the source of your happiness, your fulfillment, your satisfaction. I can come along and add to it, or come along and hinder it, but I can't be the source of it. And if you're looking for me to be the source of it, then you'll forever be frustrated with me.
Absolutely. You know, and to touch on your point, my mom always says, a person can only do to you what you allow them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, it's like you said, if you allow the same behavior over and over again, then you're kind of doing it to yourself, because you already know the person already told you who they are and what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your involvement with mentoring teens and adults. What are some young adults? What are some of the things that that you do?
Maybe twice a month I do a teen chat via Twitter for teenage girls.
Okay.
Because what I've come to find out is that it starts 10. And so it's really just about really helping them develop as teens, helping them make healthy decisions in terms of relationships and talking to them about self-esteem. So I usually do that every other Tuesday, just via Twitter. Open it up, give them questions, talk to them, and I also volunteer at my church here in Philly, really just kind of making sure I put myself in a position where I'm able to speak into the lives of young people and help guide them when they're in that area. Because I was fortunate enough, I grew up in an environment that wasn't conducive to really anything positive, but when I reached my turning point. 16, 17, I was fortunate enough to be placed around people that were able to give me guidance and lead me really to on a path that I'm on today. And so for me, I just feel like I'm indebted to do the same thing for other people.
Do you feel that because you are a young man mentoring, you know, a lot of times female teens, do you feel like you're a lot more effective because, you know, you've kind of been there, done that from the male perspective?
I do, honestly, because I'm obviously not a teen, but because I'm not so far away from them in age, I feel like that they can relate because of the presentation and because they know that, okay, this is somebody who has actually deal with this. One thing I learned about young people is this, listen, real recognize real. So When you get up before them people and you ain't really living that life, oh, trust me, they know.
They know. You can't fool them. Trust me. No, I used to work with the youth. I know you can't fool them. They know.
Yeah, they look
know
at
a lot
you like
more
you're
than
crazy.
Sometimes we know.
Mm-hmm. and so because of that, I think it allows you to be able to be effective.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're doing such great work. I really love, we're going to have to get you back on here when we have our discussion panels on relationships because
yeah.
I like a lot of what you're saying. I definitely have to check out these books. I encourage everyone to check them out. You said you have one coming out tomorrow, our ebook. What is it?
Absolutely. It's called Date Responsibly.
Okay.
And it'll be out. It'll be available tomorrow. And actually, it's available now. I will release it earlier to you guys.
Oh wow! Appreciate that.
Say what?
I said I appreciate that.
No problem. It's available. All digital formats. You can get it on your iPhone or your iPad via the iBookstore, or you can go to kevinscard.com and download it for your Kindle, your Nook, any other digital device that you may be using.
Tell us real quick what we're
going to
learn in that book.
What we basically is covering what we talked about. I believe love and commitment to be less of a feeling and more of a process.
Yeah.
But it's important that because it's a process, it's a place that we're going to, that we make intentional decisions in the very beginning to make sure that the person that we are attaching ourselves to is the person that we need to be attaching ourselves to in the first place. Because one thing that I've learned is that it's hard to detach yourself from somebody that you shouldn't have been attached to in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
Unless we do specific things, and so Date Responsibly is going, I'm releasing an ebook every quarter called Date Responsibly. This particular one, we're focusing on ideals, establishing what it is do I want, what makes me happy, and then out of that, now you can date accordingly. And now that you're doing that, showing women how to set your standards and how to receive clarity in your relationships, even while you're dating.
Wow. Well, I'll definitely be checking that book out, and want to just thank you again for taking the time out your busy schedule. You're doing so much great things. So I definitely appreciate you, Kevin, for being on tonight. More information about Kevin Carr, please visit www.kevinscarr.com with 2 R's, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now it's time to go on the Steve's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including songs by Philly, who we just spoke with, Rihanna, featuring Future, John Legend, and many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com, attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Philly entitled Two Way Street. Check it out, and it's Joy Stevens' playlist.
Please. so much, won't even call you. I'm so torn. One in time, I need you.
Anything. everything away from me. I do what it takes to get through. I know that God will see me through. I know He lives in me, 'cause He lives in you too. And when I feel like I've given my all, I wanna give and I think so.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we came in the game with no landing and changes. These fuck niggas was taking in 10 different ways. They see you then smile on your face. Smile on your face. You wanted me nothing, but time will replace. I'm smoking the fire, I'm a nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car, and when it got it in a year. All black trucks, when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to it before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day, he wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Get it in, get it in, get it in.
Hey, yeah.
let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. With that, baby, tonight, tonight, I let you know. Baby, tonight, tonight, we lose control.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm at the end of a chiller. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby,
meal for real.
Playlist. Hope you all enjoyed it. Definitely want to give a shout out to Philly, which has released his new album, The Coming, introducing Philly. Definitely purchase and support this artist. He's someone that's been grinding. I've kind of followed him over the years, being in Atlanta. But it's available digitally worldwide. So download it, share it with a friend, support the artist. And then definitely shout out to Kevin S. Carr, who I definitely appreciated his conversation about relationships. I think that's something, Chica, you know, over the years we've done relationship shows, and those have been some of our most entertaining and has had a lot of ratings because people, this is something that everyone can identify with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So definitely check out his book, If All Men Are Dogs, The Women You Hold the Leash. I love that title. And then his ebook, which is out tonight, entitled Date Responsibly. We encourage you.
I'm sorry. Also, too, he does a web series as well. So when you go to his website, check out his web series.
Yeah,
I actually interviewed him for Conversations with Chike Evans. He's a very bright man. Check him out.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. And we love you know, supporting people who are doing positive things, not only, you know, and there's other
the grind he's doing, but also giving back by mentoring to who I think are the most influential people, teens and young adults. You know, they need that, those role models, need coming from a background working with the youth. I think they are the group that's left behind, especially in the urban cities where there's not a lot of funds for, you know, programs and things of that nature. So the fact that he's, you know, simple as getting on Twitter and holding these discussions, I think that's awesome. He's reaching teens in their environment, Twitter, you know,
right.
A lot of teens tweeting and whatnot. But, GK, got to give you a shout-out for co-hosting with me 2 weeks in a row. Ms. Parker will be back next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And to you at home for listening to us, we appreciate you. Have a great week, and God bless.
Good night.
Pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand to the floor.